Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 146 of the World of Goldcraft. I'm your host, as usual, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and we'll be talking about goldmaking, or I'll be talking about goldmaking, let's be real here. Welcome back to the show. I'm not recording live this week because I'm just too tired. I'm back at my day job, and it's very busy at the moment until the end of August. So we'll see when I stream. I probably might just do this offline for the next 2 to 3 weeks, but it's still gonna be fun. So I'm actually not gonna do any questions today. I'm gonna keep it a little short. I think I haven't tested my script perfectly, but it's gonna be interesting, I think. So of course the podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get 7 days of early access to all of the stuff I post at thelazygoldmaker.com. So if you want to leg up on your competition, then check it out at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. All right, so now we're going to jump into it. And what we're going to talk about today is actually something I talked about a little bit in a YouTube video this week, where I did my case study on BOE flipping. And it's the fact that in general in World of Warcraft, you can only see what people are willing to sell an item for. You cannot directly see what people are willing to pay for an item. And that's very different from a lot of real-life markets. Say most stock exchanges work on the basis of both buy and sell orders. So generally speaking, there's going to be a small gap. Like, people are going to be willing to sell a stock for $50, and then people are willing to buy it right now for like 49.8 or something like that. There's a small gap. And that's generally how it works, the spread between the bid and the ask. So what players are, or what people, market participants, are willing to pay right now and what they're willing to sell it for right now. This doesn't exist in WoW because you can only sell items right now. There's no way to... You don't have buy orders, which they've had in other online games where you put out the buy order and you're like, okay, I'm willing to buy 10,000 Monolith ore or Blazestrike ore for a specific price, and then people can see that on the auction house and they'll be okay, I'll sell my 300 Laestrite ore instantly to that guy. That doesn't exist. There's an information asymmetry here, and that's interesting because that's obviously something we can take advantage of. It's probably one of the reasons why flipping works pretty well. If we'd had buy orders, then flipping would be much worse, because that would help tighten up and help us find the correct price and keep the price at the more correct equilibrium price more of the time, or a larger portion of the time. So this is very nice for us flippers, because this is one of the reasons why we can take advantage of the variation in supply and demand that's also generally necessary for flipping to work. If people were buying the exact same amount and farming the exact same amounts of an item every day and posting that and buying that from the auction house, then the price wouldn't vary much. And you wouldn't be able to find these times where the price is less than some people are actually willing to pay for it. As this happens very often with materials, particularly old world materials, we'll look at some examples. Because there's no consistent purchasing or selling of these items, like people are, they farm Monolith ore whenever they're running through BFA zones, and then someone's going to buy out a chunk at some point. Most days people don't buy Monolith ore. But when they buy, they might buy more. Current expansion materials, generally, they're pretty stable. They're actually one of the few items where the current auction house price most likely represents, in general, what people are willing to pay for the item as well. There's obviously some variation, and particularly around the weekly reset. Right now, you can see what happened to Quartzite Crystals on my realm, for instance. They were selling for about 200 to 300 gold more at some points yesterday, just after the reset, compared to earlier in the week, because people were recrafting rank 5s and 6s to sell when people got access to more Soul Cinders. So that's going to happen. But in general, those spikes are going to be smaller, and because there's so much every day, there's thousands of ores, of current expansion ores or herbs posted to the auction house, and every day there's literally thousands upon thousands of these items that sell. And that's going to keep the price more stable because there's more demand and supply. There's more events happening. People are actually trading at that price for a significantly longer time. So that's also going to limit the potential for flipping. Now, for items that sell more infrequently, we cannot trust that the current auction house price actually represents what people are willing to pay. And that's very good for us. It represents what people are willing, it could represent what people are willing to buy at, but most likely not. There are always players that might be willing to pay more, and this is where you need to understand why they might be willing to pay more, and if you can take advantage of that. So, an example. Our good friend Monolith Ore, the old expansion flipping material par excellence. This is the big one, right? What, this is so good for flipping. And the main reason people buy this ore is to craft various BFA cosmetic items. And the absolute main cosmetic item you can craft from BFA with Monolith Ore is the ATV mount. Mounts sell much faster than Transmog, at least in my experience. Now, it was actually my own experience buying Monolith Ore to craft this mount that made me realize how good this item could be for flipping. Because the mount sells really, really well. So you'll do like a crafting session, you'll craft 5-10 mounts. They'll sell out pretty fast. So now you need to craft a lot more mounts. You need to craft 10 more mounts. Which means you need enough ore for 10 mounts, which is something in the 1,700-2,000 ore range, if I remember correctly. So suddenly you're in the market for 2,000 ore, 2,000 Monolith ore. On many realms, there's maybe 4,000 ore, 4,000 to 5,000 Monolith ore for sale. So you need to literally buy half of the available ore. That's going to change the price dramatically. That's such a large portion of the available ore. And you don't buy that every day. Maybe you do it every week, maybe once every 2 weeks is when you bother crafting these. And then you'll run a shopping scan, and then you'll buy a lot. And depending on the profit margin you have on your ATVs or whatever else you're crafting, you're definitely at least going to be willing to pay the TSM market value. You might be willing to pay more depending on the crafting or on the profit margin, which is where it's a little bit important to understand exactly what people are doing with the items they're buying. But it does mean that whenever you see a Monolith Ore or another old expansion material that people can use to craft cosmetic items for significantly less than the market value, then that's a good deal. Because there is a very good chance that someone out there is willing to pay at least market value for it at some point, and they might be buying a lot when they do that. So if it's cheap enough right now, buy it. They aren't shopping right now, but they might be in a week or in 2 weeks or in 3 weeks, and then you have your Monolith Ore available for sale, and you're now the cheapest one at 5 golds more per ore than what you bought them for. And this type of dynamic plays out across so many different old world materials. So the trick is just to figure out when an item actually has a realistic higher price point that you can either specifically try to reset to. Like I often try to reset Monolith Ore to around 20 gold, which I find it will sell on most of the realms where I've tried Monolith Ore flipping. Or you can just see that the current price is quite cheap and trust that it's eventually going to rebound closer to the market value. So you pick some up. So this is how you do it essentially for a lot of old expansion markets. Like flipping old world materials, something I've done quite a lot of on one of my realms, Ravencrest. I pretty much only flip old world materials. I just buy completely brainlessly large quantities, very large quantities if they're cheap. Then I repost them, and eventually someone will buy out like one material type. On many of my repost scans, like, okay, someone just bought all my Corium ore, or someone bought all my Primal Fire or whatever. And very few materials sell, like very few different materials sell on any given day. But whenever someone's buying, they're usually buying in bulk. And they're willing to pay a premium, at least a premium over what I paid to get the item. So that's making me really, really happy. As long as a material is used in some form of cosmetic recipe, then you can pretty much be guaranteed that you can flip it up to about TSM market value. Why is that? This is due to the default behavior of TSM. TSM calculates the profit of any item by valuing all of the materials at their TSM market value. So if you're looking to craft something for a profit, I'm always willing to buy literally all of the materials that I use for crafting for their TSM market value, because I expect to make a profit above that when I sell the finished items. So whenever you see a material that you know people still use, that has, you can check out their like the region average daily sold and see that there's actually some people are buying a little bit of quantity. If they're buying one per day on average, then maybe not so good. But if it's like 100, 200, 500, then yeah, people are buying this item. If it's cheaper than market value, significantly cheaper than market value, then that's something you can flip most of the time. But that's just one example. For other items, this is going to be a lot harder. What are players willing to pay for battle pets? I don't know. I don't know anything about pet battling. I use a very hands-off approach. I just look at the region market value. And I have my pricing based on a percentage of the region market value. So like I'm willing to sell, let's say, a minimum price of 60% of the region market value. And I'm only looking for items that are battle pets that are very cheap compared to the region market value. And the theory here is that, okay, if I'm buying them for like 40% of the region market value price, and then selling them for 60%, then that's still a pretty good deal. People are going to see that and they're going to be like, okay, this is a lot cheaper than the region market value. This is a good deal. I'm going to buy this pet. This looks like a reasonable deal. I'm not being fleeced here at all. I'm going to buy. So I only look for like pretty deep value personally because I don't know anything about battle pets. And that's why how I feel safe. And this is the important part for succeeding in flipping. You need to be able to feel safe buying the items that you're buying. That means you need to be able to feel relatively safe about your ability to predict if you can sell an item for a higher price. So how do you figure out if an item is worth more? This is where game knowledge comes into play big time. If you know more about some portion of the game and the items that that portion of the player base uses and what they're willing to pay for that item, then that's an advantage. Then that's the kind of items that you should be looking at and focusing on and seeing if you can find an item that is consistently getting underpriced relative to what you know or think that people might be willing to pay for that. Now, this can be from any part of the game. If you're a big-time PvE player, look at what top-end theory crafters are doing. Maybe you're just in some stream when someone figures out a new trick to whatever that requires some specific old world craft or whatever that you know is now going to spread to people pushing keys across the entire world. Okay, yeah. Start taking advantage of that. Buy it before it gets expensive. It might not be like that. It might not be like, okay, this is now going to have super increased demand because people figured something out. It could also be that it's an item that that is used in a secret puzzle. Like you had the Shadow Weave Mask. I think that was for the Lucid Nightmare Mount from Legion. So you know that some people are going to want this mask to get the mount specifically, and they might be willing to pay a lot more than someone who's just buying it for the transmog. So maybe that's an item you can crank up the margins on a little bit. Or maybe you're super into pet battling and you know that certain pets are really good. And I know that there are some pets that are really good for pet battling that are quite cheap on the auction house and can be traded. But maybe you can make a lot of gold leveling those to 25, for instance. Maybe you can realize that, okay, this pet is super valuable at 25 because it's a very, very good for a specific new pet battle dungeon or whatever. I don't actually know that side of the game, so I don't know what you'd be looking for. But if you know about items that are better than the average player base understands, but you know that there are going to be some people who are super into that part of the game and might be willing to pay a lot more, and those are the kinds of items you should be looking to flip. Utilize your game knowledge. Utilize the stuff you care about. That's where you have a unique leg up on the competition. No one's going to be able to beat you at what you're interested in. They're not going to beat your interest. If you're interested in something, then that's a huge, huge competitive advantage. It means you'll naturally want to spend more time. It means you'll enjoy spending more time at it. So if your competition doesn't actually care about it, they won't be spending that time because to them that'll be work and they'll eventually get tired of it. And then it's just a matter, in quotation marks, of putting your ideas to the test. Which means buying items. It means screwing up because you had the wrong idea. and it means learning from those screw-ups. And then eventually, hopefully, you'll get to the point where you're comfortable dropping millions of gold in a single shopping spree because you have... You don't know that every item is going to work out, but you are 99% certain that you will be making a profit on average. And that's the goal for flipping. And the only way to get there is through paying the toll of making mistakes, testing your ideas, testing them, figuring out why it didn't work, and testing again. So guys, that's it for this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I actually really enjoyed recording this one, so I hope that's shown through. Leave a like, leave a comment down below, subscribe to the YouTube channel, or just come to the blog if you're listening to this on Spotify or whatever at thelazygoldmaker.com. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode. Have a very profitable week. And then a final thank you to my patrons. Goodbye, guys.